Come in, boys and girls. Are you ready for your character checkup? Saying no to temptation can sometimes be hard. Temptation is a strong urge to do something you know is wrong. If you have believed on the Lord Jesus, you are His child. Ask Him for strength to say no to temptation. Even boys and girls like you have temptations every day. Perhaps you're tempted to look at evil things on TV or internet or bad magazines. Being tempted is not sin, but when you purposely spend time looking at or thinking about these evil things, it is sin. Looking at evil will make you want to do it. Your enemy Satan knows that, so he will make sin look like such a pleasure. But God wants you to keep your mind pure and your body pure. Here are four things to do when you're tempted. Number one, know God's word and say it to yourself, even out loud. Like the 2 Timothy 2:22 verse that says to run from youthful desires. Number two, don't go. Don't go watching evil TV, videos, magazines, internet sites that show evil things. Don't go with friends who try to get you to watch or to do evil things. Number three, say no. Don't be afraid to speak up and say no to those who are tempting you. Remember 1 John 4:4 says, greater is He, Jesus, that is in you, than he, Satan, that is in the world. If you are God's child, He will give you strength over Satan to say no to his temptations. Ask God for strength to say no. Number four, run. If you find yourself in a bad situation, don't just stand back. Run away from the place. Sometimes the only way to get away from temptation is to run. Remember, if you are God's child, you can ask God for strength to say no to temptation. And that may mean to use your legs to run. Joseph didn't just stand back. He ran completely out of the house. If you have believed on the Lord Jesus, you are His child. He is always with you. You can be sure He will take care of you, and He will give you the strength to say no to temptation. If you have never believed on the Lord Jesus and asked Him to save you from sin, you have no strength to fight against Satan and his temptations. Two things your loving Creator God longs to do for you today. He wants to save you and make you His child. And He wants to give you His strength. Can we quickly go over those four things to do when you're tempted? Number one, know God's Word. Memorize some verses that will help you with your common temptation. Number two, don't go. Don't go where you know you will be tempted. Number three, say no. Number four, if all else fails, run away from the temptation. Well, how was your checkup today?